A Franklin County nursing home has the largest number of cumulative COVID cases of any facility in the state. That's because it is one of several long-term care facilities voluntarily admitting COVID patients. About 10% of Ohio's COVID-19 cases are in long-term care facilities like nursing homes. The facility with the most known infections is McNaughton Point on Columbus's east side. They've had over 120 cases and counting. Operators declined requests for an interview, but a spokeswoman for McNaughton Point says the high number of cases is not because they're having an outbreak. Instead, they are voluntarily taking in COVID-positive patients from nearby hospitals or other facilities. They opened two dedicated COVID units that are separated from other residents. Employees who work the COVID units do not work in the rest of the facility. Facilities across the state are doing this, and Maureen Corcoran of Ohio Medicaid says some of them are being incentivized.
Because of COVID, we created a special designation that nursing homes could apply for that has higher reimbursement rates.
These designated facilities are called healthcare isolation centers, and they have bed capacity and specialized staff to take care of COVID-19 patients. The higher Medicaid reimbursement helps make sure people who did not live in a nursing home could still get into one if they contract COVID.
Maybe they were at home and they broke their hip, went to the hospital, but then found out that they had COVID. We knew that we would have a very difficult time finding somebody who would be willing to take them.
However, there are only 13 healthcare isolation centers in the state, none of which are in central Ohio, and McNaughton Point is not one of them. Corcoran says another motivation for taking in COVID-positive seniors is keeping facilities full. Many nursing homes across the state have seen at least a 10% reduction in occupancy.
When we stopped doing a lot of surgery, it meant that nursing homes who were doing more of this kind of rehabilitative care experienced a bigger drop.
McNaughton Point has the third most residents of all Franklin County nursing homes. Pete Van Runkle from the Ohio Healthcare Association says if facilities are going to voluntarily take on COVID patients, they need to be transparent with families so they aren't alarmed at the rising number of cases in the facility.
The more you communicate and explain what's going on, the better that they understand and the less that they're thus likely they're going to, think that there's something bad afoot.
He says family concerns about loved ones are only exacerbated by the lack of visitation at some facilities.
No one was allowed in. No one was allowed in. I mean, they could have done anything. That's what makes me so upset.
Vicky Kidd's mom, Norma Ann Carter, was a resident at McNaughton Point. A spokeswoman for the facility says they kept families informed about admitting COVID-positive residents. But Kidd says it was difficult to get answers after her mom was diagnosed with COVID.
They told me that she had tested positive. And so the next day I tried to get a hold of them to find out what they were doing. Well, I called and no one answered.
Eventually, she got a hold of a nurse.
I said, well, is she having a hard time breathing? I said, how is she doing today? And they're like, no, she's holding her own. And then the very next day, I think she passed away.
She still doesn't know if her mom was ever put on a ventilator or transferred to a hospital for further care. The facility declined to comment. McNaughton has had the most deaths of any facility in the county. Kidd's mom, Norma Ann Carter, is one of 26 people who have died from COVID there since April. A spokeswoman for McNaughton Point says at least 75% of their cases were people admitted with COVID-19. However, the latest self-reported numbers from the CDC show about 50% of their case numbers are from admissions, which would mean the other half of their cases originated from inside the facility. A spokeswoman declined to comment on the discrepancy. A written statement says the facility is doing everything they can to ensure they reduce the spread of COVID-19 while still making sure COVID-positive seniors have a place to go. Paige Flager, WOSU News.